How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey everybody, welkome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and the highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt. If your finances are still feeling the pinch of this weird, flat-lined, but I want to say on the upswing economy, you're in the right place, gang, and you are not alone. Not by a long shot, gang. People are everywhere looking to get more from their money, looking to earn maybe a little bit more, certainly save a lot more, invest that little bit. Just get that tighter grip on your finances. You know, go to sleep at night with your head on the pillow, knowing that you are in firm control of your finances. There is nothing like it. A lot of people don't have it. I want you to be the ones that do have it. It can be done. We are saving America's wallets, gang, 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, it feels really good too. It feels really good too. I realize we're kind of sprinting towards spring, but right now here in our neck of the woods, just outside Philadelphia, it is cold. It's so cold. I can't hack this anymore. The kids are, you know, not happy because the cold is not equaling snow, therefore snow days. You know, I'm not happy because I'm turning into this whiny old lady. I'm only in my 40s. This is a bad place for me to be in, being this whiny about the cold. When we were kids, I used to think old people would complain this way about the cold. Now I am that old person complaining about the cold. I can't help it. I was at home. I was answering emails. We got some great emails about last week's show. I was answering emails in my den, sitting on a heating pad. It was divine. You guys. Oh, just, it's so wrong. It's so wrong, but it feels so right. Anywho, so welcome to the visual on that one, but really looking forward to having springtime breaking here. Just wrapped up a fabulous phone call not too long ago. Great phone interview earlier this morning with NFL official Sarah Thomas, the first female NFL official. Oh my God, she was a riot. I asked her about her concussion with the Vikings-Packers game a couple of weeks ago. She's sounding great, which immediately tells me she is a hell of a lot tougher than I am. In case there was ever any question on that, that'll be airing later on this month. All kinds of fun little tweaks and changes to the show here. It's great stuff. It's going to be an amazing 2017, guys. It is waiting for you to make it a great year for you as well. It's going to be. Don't you just feel it? When you're sitting here, springtime's about to break coast to coast. You got all these great ideas for the new year. Love him or hate him, Trump being in office right now is causing some interesting movement in the economy with regards to where people think it's going to go, confidence, anything else. Good stuff. Good stuff. And one of the biggest switch-ups to the show, I am so jazzed about this, you guys. Now, here in the Philadelphia area, I have been enjoying being on a segment with a local realtor. His name's John Harriet. He has a show called Dad and Daughter Talks Real Estate here in the Philadelphia area. You may be wondering, wonder no longer, I am the daughter. He is one of the top-producing realtors here in the Philadelphia area, and he has had a very popular show here in the Philadelphia area for a while. I've had the great pleasure of being on it with him, and we are now taking this nationwide for a one segment per show each episode, and I'm already getting great buzz about it. If you are interested in getting into the real estate market, he is a fabulous realtor with Keller Williams, one of the best realtor markets out there, and he's a go-getter. It's good stuff. Fun being related to him. He's had this show now for the past, God, over a year. Phenomenal response, and we're taking it nationwide. So all 53 stations that the Kristen Agopian Show is airing on will now have the tremendous pleasure of hearing the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment just after the half past the hour in our C segment here on the show. So if you have any questions, real estate, buying, selling, flipping, investing, whatever it is, he can pretty much answer it or find the person that can. So find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. If you have a question for me regarding saving money or for Dad in the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment, send me a text. Email me. Text goes to 610-844-4913 or just go to brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you can contact me via Facebook, via email. You know it. It's there. Find me. No questions too crazy, and keep them coming. Keep the great feedback coming. So getting back to the show, it's freezing cold. I'm whiny about the freezing cold. I'm wrapping both hands around a nice cup of coffee. It's time for some fun home improvement projects to take my mind off the cold. And when I put the feelers out about this to all of our listeners, coast to coast. As usual, you guys did not disappoint. And apparently a lot of us are in the same boat. We've got new listeners. Oh, where do we just pick up? KFJZ870 in Dallas-Fort Worth. Beautiful, far warmer segment of the country. And you guys are getting the winter itch too, no matter where you are in the country. It's wintertime. It's meh. It's maybe not quite so much, you know, not so many blue skies, maybe not so much greenery around wherever you are. Let's take our minds off it, shall we? Let's take our minds off and get some home improvement stuff done. It's going to be great. I already did one room in my house, and it's such a game changer. It just feels so good getting it done, looking on it, you know, taking some before and after photos. That's something I always forget to do. I remembered it this time, and it's phenomenal fun stuff. The little powder room up on the third floor, I love it. And it's so easy to do. So when I put the feelers out about winter home remodeling projects, easy ones, nothing that requires a contractor, nothing that requires, you know, a second mortgage on the house, easy ones, I was inundated with emails from listeners coast to coast. I cannot thank you enough. This one sent to me by, who sent me this? Linda, listening in from WCHE 1520 here in Westchester, sent me a link. Look this up, guys. 50andbeyond.com. And right here, top winter home remodeling projects. A couple of these totally hit the mark. Because, again, winter's this ideal time to focus on some interior home projects that need completing. Am I right? Everybody out there listening has got some home improvement project they want to do. Maybe you want to do something with the garage or the basement or a bathroom that you thought only the kids were going to use or the grandkids, or you're looking at it and you realized you haven't done anything with it in 10, 15 years. Now's the time to do it without breaking the bank. I don't know. If you're anything like me, you know, during the summer months, we ignore these indoor projects. So wintertime is, again, that perfect opportunity to do it. Here we go. Top list of things that all of our listeners coast to coast would love to do. Here's the time to do them. Number one, not unusual, bathroom remodel. Take a look around whatever bathroom, fill in the blank. You know your bathroom's better than I do. Does it need a minor facelift? Are the colors off? Are the rugs totally worn out? Do you need some new towels? Do you need some new fixtures? Believe it or not, it's so much freaking easier than I thought it would be. Consider these options, okay? These are not tough. Installing a new sink, believe it or not, you go to your home improvement center. Whichever one is closest to you, it could be a local hardware store, it could be a big box name, whatever it is. Installing a new sink, apparently, not that tough to do. Now, I don't trust myself to do something like that. However, there are several hungry plumbers out there, which they apparently could do this in their sleep. You pick out the one you want, and it's a simple matter of hooking this to this and this to this, and you got yourself a new sink for less money than you might think. If your sink is on its, you know, last legs, pun intended, you need a new one, think about doing that. The sink, I've got this bathroom in my home. It's got pink tile. It is so old. It's functional. It works perfectly. And it is ugly as the seventh level of hell. It's so ugly. I got to do something with this bathroom. I'm not going to change up the tile yet. There are several ways that you can paint over this tile. I'm too chicken. I don't know. I shouldn't be. I should not be chicken about this. There are, again, several contractors out there only too happy to take this on for not too much money. And I have scoured several YouTube videos, several, that talk about how easy it is to paint over this tile. And I'm not at that point where I've seen so many videos on this that I now feel like I can do it. You ever watch those home improvement shows where after you watch several of them, you're convinced you're a sophisticated home contractor and you can do this stuff? I'm not there yet. So not quite sure about that, but I do want to redo the walls, a fresh coat of paint on the walls, maybe even put some carpeting in the bathroom. Do not judge me, because it's freezing cold on my feet in that bathroom. And there's nothing nicer than nice, warm carpeting in a bathroom. And especially when you can go to your local carpeting stores, mom and pop stores, or again, the big box places, and the size piece of carpeting you would need to do your bathroom is nothing. You can get them often for $50 or less. And now you've got beautiful brand new carpeting in this room. And oftentimes that just does it for a bathroom right then and there. You might not even need to paint. The room that I'm talking about, the pink bathroom that I have, first of all, my husband is stuck in this bathroom every day. So you can imagine, you know, it's a real... It's a real kick in the head when a grown man, a sophisticated grown man, has to go into a bathroom tiled like from eye level down in pink tile. All right, so there you go. Think about doing your bathrooms. You heard it here. You can hold me to this. I am going to redo my bathroom. I'm going to redo the pink bathroom. It's going to have new carpeting. It's going to have paint. It's going to have, I think, new fixtures on the sink. Not a new sink, but new fixtures on the sink. New shower curtain, new all this stuff. I will put before and after photos on my Facebook page, and I want your input on this too. It's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. Victor's going away on a business trip. I will have the house to myself. It won't be an inconvenience for anybody. We've got other bathrooms in the house we can use, and that's what we're going to do. What are the rooms that you guys really would love to do? If you could wave a magic wand Disney style on any room in your house, it could be the biggest room in your house. It could be the smallest room in your house. It could be a room that just you use. This does not have to be, you know, some family oriented project. You could have some little niche in your house where you're like, oh man, I would love to redo this room. Maybe it's a game room for the kids. Maybe it's just a man cave for you to hang out with the guys. Maybe it's, you know, something for the women to hang out and have some funny, like a movie room for them. Who knows what? You wouldn't believe the stuff I get. Let's make it a reality. We got months to go before the really nice springtime months. Let's make that happen. Send me your before and after photos as well. BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. When we get back, more fantastic winter remodeling projects that will take the edge off this horrible winter. You all stay tuned.
Cheap is small, but not too.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey guys, we are back with the Kristen Nagopian Show talking about winter home remodeling projects that will not drive you insane or break the bank. It's a delicate balance, and it all depends upon your personal, you know, your personal attitude or tolerance for insanity. But honest to God, I've done a couple of projects in my house this past winter. It does a body good, man. There's nothing like that new carpet smell when you put a little bit of carpet into a powder room, or that new paint smell when you just touch up a little couple of areas of your house. It's fabulous, man. It shows your house who's boss. I love it. Before the break, we were talking about a bathroom remodel. I cannot recommend this enough. Let's face it. What rooms do we spend the most time in this house? I've got a very busy household. The bathrooms are always in use. The family room's always in use. The basement's in a good amount of use. But while it's still freezing cold this winter here in the Philadelphia area, basement's kind of off limits. We just took down all of our Christmas holiday decoration stuff down there. Oh, my God. It's crazyville down there again. But it will get in control again. For now, I am focusing my remodel efforts on the rooms above the basement level because, again, way too cold. But that leaves a lot of nice open territory for things to do. During the break, I'm hoping you guys were thinking about what rooms you really decided, whether quietly to yourself or out loud, which ones you wanted to do. Bathroom remodel is very big on all of our listeners' minds. We've all got a bathroom we'd love to freshen up. Second up, a kitchen remodel. And I can dig this because, let's face it, we spend tons of time in the kitchen. If your kitchen's not needing brand new appliances or anything, or maybe it does, but if it just feels kind of worn or has slightly outdated appliances, they still work, but they're kind of outdated. Outdated kitchens can be a total eyesore, so why not go with this not crazy, over-the-top, drive your family and your wallet insane facelift or a complete tear-out remodel? They're insane. Don't do those. They're evil. They're wrong. They're the work of I can't hack those big kitchen remodels. They just don't work. You know, if your kitchen has recently been bombed, which seems like a low common amount of people, there's not going to be a lot of people that fit into this category. If you have perhaps an errant, you know, bulldozer came through your kitchen and suddenly now you need to do it, then you have my carte blanche and my blessings to do a full kitchen remodel. The rest of you, don't do a kitchen remodel, a huge, full, gigantic, tear out everything and put in brand new. It will drive you insane. The most well put together brains out there still wobble in the face of a full kitchen remodel. Far braver people, you could be, you know, some military 4-star, whatever, even they, rightfully so, will flinch in the eyes of a full kitchen remodel. You know, as brave as they are, the bravest souls on this earth, there's something about a kitchen remodel that brings out kind of the more base instincts in any of us. Don't do a full kitchen remodel. Go for the lighter, maybe painting the whole place, which can do a huge, amazing bit of good. Installation of maybe a few countertops. Here is something I'm finding. You know, Victor and I redid our Victorian about 15 years ago, right? And at the time, we had no kids, dual income, lots of extra splashy income to do stuff. Well, not lots, but you know what I mean. Enough to feel a little, you know, more comfortable about the fun things to do. We had to do a full kitchen remodel. And it was amazing. I mean, the walls came down. It had been an empty house for 2 years, and the appliances had not been updated in decades. They just didn't work. We had things switched over from, you know, this to brand new electric. We had to reconfigure the entire kitchen. So we had our one full kitchen remodel under our belts. We will never do it again. Long story short, we did the full granite countertops. I love the look of granite. In the 15 years since, there have been several companies that have come out with countertops that look exactly like granite, except they are so much, they're much lighter. They just feel weightless compared to granite. Granite's so ridiculously heavy. They're far easier to cut and customize and put in, and wait for it, far cheaper. It's unbelievable. If you have had this yen for a granite countertop, go online, go onto Google and say faux kitchen granite countertops, and you will find, no doubt, I'm not throwing this out errantly here, you will find somewhere near you or within delivery distance a company that will cut and configure and design these things for you. If you need new countertops, if yours are on their last legs, take a look out there because they are far cheaper than you might have ever thought, even from a few years ago. I was so excited to see this. I love these home improvement shows. And when I saw that they had these new types of countertops out there, they can make them look like any type of granite that you've ever fallen in love with but thought you never could have. They have them out there, and it's for far less. So go out there and have some fun with it. So you've got the countertops, maybe some cabinets. Here's, you know what? I'm kind of groaning. How should I go with this? With new cabinets, I am a female of the species, so I know the yen for new kitchen cabinets, right? I'm right there with you. We've all got the shared DNA. My husband loved the new kitchen cabinets that we put in, but they were such a major pain in the butt. If you have cabinets in the spaces on your walls and on your floor where you already want cabinets, and they're solid and they're in good shape and they're not hurting anything, they don't, you know, they're not falling off the wall, they're not completely ridiculous, think seriously about rehabbing the cabinets you already have. I cannot emphasize this enough. I have talked to a good handful of people who had kitchen remodels done. They took down their old, what they felt were kind of worn out cabinetry. They put up new ones, but as they put up new ones, suddenly the carpenters or the installation team was saying, no, we need to level this out. We need to bump out the wall. We need to do something here, whatever. No matter what, there were complications that nobody expected, and it was a major pain in the butt. So again, if you have cabinets currently where you want cabinets and they are in decent shape, let me steer you in another direction if you want new cabinets. Redo the cabinets you already have. Here's what I've heard from people. They have put new doors on their current cabinets. It looks like brand new different cabinets. They have repainted or restained or sanded down their cabinets or had somebody else do it. Let's face it, sometimes we're just too busy. Or they've just put new hardware on their cabinetry, and it makes this huge difference. Think long and hard. Put your amazing imaginations to work. Look long and hard at your kitchen and think to yourself, what would happen if you repainted a brand new color, went in a totally different direction? Or if you stained currently pale cabinets or lighter cabinets, you stained them into the dark wood that you wanted. Or you went the other direction and you painted dark cabinets into a light color instead. Or, honest to God, think about if you currently have maybe some ceramic type pulls on all of them. Instead, you go for, you know, a brass or you go for a silver. It's incredible the difference it can make. It truly is, and it costs you so much less time, so much less money, and so much less sanity. Go that direction. I'm begging you. And again, Google this stuff. Don't take my word for it. Google it. See some befores and afters. Print out the ones that you love, and then hit your local hardware stores. Hit the hardware stores that you love. Ask them if they happen to know people that might be able to do this for you, if you feel you can't do it yourself. If we are just talking about painting cabinets, I'm telling you right now, you can do it yourself. If we're talking about putting new cabinetry, new fixtures on it, you can do it yourself. And the feeling of doing this on your own, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like taking a before and after photo, and if you're anything like me, splashing it all over Facebook, because people are so nice on Facebook, and then they throw their ideas in there as well. Get a can of paint, get some new fixtures, maybe if you want to. You know what else is big? Oh, I should really do this with mine. Redoing the floor in your kitchen. I have got such envy of some of my buddies who have put in these Mexican tile, amazing, incredible floors. And then I look at my linoleum, and I got to be honest with you, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I love my linoleum. I can't even say it. Linoleum. I need more coffee for me. I love my beautiful kind of, it's not old-fashioned dish. It's just perfect for me. Linoleum is fantastic, but it gets roughed up. I have shined this stuff up. It's been 15 years of heavy wear and tear. I have the same linoleum floor, and it looks fantastic. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Guys, where's the time going? It's flying. Hang out. When we get back, more of our top ideas for fabulous winter home remodeling projects. You all stay tuned.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a comer. This is being awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pound. Just pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the bread.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769.
That's 855-325-1769.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and you can tell by the smile in my voice and the caffeinated sound of my tone that I'm extremely excited about this next segment. We got something new shaking up here at the Kristen Agopian Show for 2017. You know how much I focus to the point of obsession on real estate. It's something we talk about a lot with regards to home improvement projects or getting into the market or buying, selling, whatever it is. We talked about renovating them. We've talked about renting them. It's time to shake things up and improve the show even more, if I may egomaniacally say, with a permanent weekly segment about real estate. It's something everybody loves. Whatever your demographic, whatever your earning power, whatever your current state is, everybody coast to coast loves real estate, whether you admit it or not. Who better to join me than a fantastic top-notch realtor here in the Philadelphia area, Mr. John Harriott. And in the interest of full disclosure and family love, this guy's my dad. How cool is this to have a dad like this in the family? But in all seriousness, folks, I get a lot of questions about real estate. He's going to be here every week, our third segment of the show, the C segment, every single week, dedicated to real estate. I could not be more pleased. Turning it over, Mr. John Harriott of Keller Williams Real Estate. Welcome to the show, sir.
Chrissy, thank you. And once again, this is John Harriott of Keller Williams Real Estate, Media Pennsylvania Market Center in the Philadelphia area. And you may say, you know, well, what in the world can a Pennsylvania, Philadelphia lawyer kind of realtor help me out with? And I'm here in Memphis, Tennessee, or Los Angeles, or
Houston,
Aberdeen, South Dakota, or Houston, whatever. Well, listen, folks, I do have a very, very good nationwide network of people that I can ask questions for. So if you have any question about residential real estate, please give me a shout. We have a dad and daughter talk real estate hotline at 484-574-4088. Once again, that's 484-574-4088. Any question at all about any aspect of real estate? I am certainly not an expert on what's going on in every part of the country, but I know how to find people who are. So if you're thinking about making a real estate move and just want to know, you know, how in the world do I go about jumping through this complicated maze, give us a shout at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. I'll give you a shout back and put you in touch with the right kind of resources.
I love that. And, you know, there's when it comes to subject matter that we all, from every stripe of life, whether people tend to admit it out loud or not, there's the economy's going in this great direction. Love them or hate them, Trump's doing some great stuff for the economy. He might give us, you know, some palpitations in other areas of his life. But when it comes to the economy, when it comes to the ripple effects through the real estate market, things are just going up. And one of the things that we love, now we've been here doing Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate here in Philadelphia on, you know, here at WCHE Studios for the last year and a half. The feedback's been tremendous. And one of the biggest bits of feedback we're getting is that it just cuts through the noise. There are so many things. These 24-hour news outlets, they point you this direction with regards to real estate. That's what's going to happen with the economy. This is what's going to happen with bank rates. This is what you should be doing. That's what you'd be doing. What I love is that you totally cut through all of the muck each week and just kind of bottom line it. For people like myself who do not have a lot of time to dedicate towards studying this trend or studying that trend. So with that in mind, now we talk about the Philadelphia, you know, the area. We talk real estate nationwide as well. What seems to be the underlying trend with regards to real estate? Are there a lot more buyers kind of seeking out there now? Are people feeling a little more confident about buying?
Well, Chrissy, I'm confident in making this one statement that in almost every part of our country, and we are coast to coast and border to border, we're on what, 53 different stations
53
now?
53 stations, okay. Yep.
I am confident in saying that, folks, now is the best opportunity that we are going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to make that real estate purchase. Now, whether you're talking about a first-time buyer, or if you're talking about you've got a house that you like, but maybe the family's gotten a little bit bigger.
Sure.
You need more room. You want to get into a slightly different school district. You want to move to be closer to mom and dad, or maybe farther away from mom and dad, however it may be. But if you're trying to make that first-time buy or make that move-up buy, now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home-buying lifetime to make that move. If you wait a week, it's only going to cost you more.
Yeah.
If you wait a month, it's going to cost you more. If you wait a year, it's going to cost you a whole lot more. Now, for example, and these trends are pretty much applicable nationwide.
Sure.
And if you're looking for some more specific data in your own area, give me a shout at that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, and I will definitely put you in touch with somebody who can understand your local market. But for example, if you are a first-time buyer, and you're looking to buy a house now that's going to cost you $300,000. Okay, put a 10% down payment. You're going to mortgage $270,000.
Okay.
The interest rate, as of not too long ago, was about 3.5%.
All right.
And you put in your taxes, your monthly principal and interest, your monthly payment would be about $1,629 a month.
All right, that's doable.
Now, if you wait for a year, and these were numbers I put together just a couple of 3 weeks ago. If you wait for a year, the price of that house is probably going to be up by about 5%,
yeah,
which means you need to pay $315,000 for the house instead of $300,000. You're going to mortgage $283,500. Your interest rate, and this is the biggest piece, has gone up to 4.5%.
Wow.
That means that your monthly payment has now gone from $1,600 a month to over $1,850 a month.
Oh, jeez.
That's a difference of like $220 a month annually, yep, about $2,700 or over 10 years. It's going to cost you $27,000 more.
Holy
if
man.
You buy that house that's available for $300,000 now and live in it for 10 years.
Wow.
If you want to buy a house that's worth $500,000, similar numbers are going to apply. The two big factors that are working against you is that home prices are appreciating in,
right,
almost every part of the country. National Association of Realtors convenes a group of economists four times a year to look at home prices, Chrissy. And their consensus is that prices are going to go up about 4% in 2017, about 3.2% in 2018, and then about 3% a year for the next foreseeable future. Now, the only thing you know about a forecast is that it's wrong.
Right.
You don't know if it's wrong high, wrong low, wrong early, or wrong late, but the key piece is that all the economists are saying, yes, house prices are going to be going up.
I believe it.
And they're going to be going up dramatically. And, folks, interest rates have only got one way to go. The only time interest rates have been below 6% in the history of our country, at least since the Great Depression, have been the last 4 or 5 years. They've gone from 3.5% up to about 4.2%, 4.3% now. My guess is, and this is a foggy guess because nobody knows exactly what the Federal Reserve is going to be up to, but I think they'll probably be above 5%, maybe 5.5% by the end of the year. So all those indicators are, buy it now, it's only going to cost you more later. And that is true whether you are in a first-time home buyer situation or you have a home to sell and you want to sell that and make that move up buy. Now is the best time you will have for the rest of your home buying lifetime.
I love that. And it seems to me that across, you know, coast to coast, no matter what your demographic, the biggest fear of doing that is it's exactly what you're talking about. It's a catch-22, it's a double-edged sword. If you buy now, you're going to get that great price, but you may not get what you hope to get for your current house. If you wait a year, you're probably going to be getting more for the house than you would today.
No question.
You're going to be spending that much more on your upcoming house. Very few people are trending downwards in,
yeah,
what they're looking for.
And more importantly,
house.
Interest rates are going up.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Interest rates are going up. So no matter how you slice it, if you're going to be making a real estate purchase, the best time to do it for the rest of your home buying lifetime is now. There's probably one set of people to whom that doesn't apply. If you're an older homeowner and you're looking to sell and downsize and pay cash for your new place, let's say that you have a house that's worth $500,000 now.
Yep.
And I can't believe I'm saying that so cavalierly, because but a lot of houses are worth $500,000, and you want to downsize to a condo or a small ranch, and it's only going to cost you about $300,000.
Well,
you've got a $500,000 asset working for you. You're going to be moving into a $300,000 asset. You're going to be paying cash for it because you don't want to borrow the money.
Yep.
That particular scenario, as long as you're happy in the house you've got, would probably make sense to hold on and not make the transaction now.
I got to be honest with you. I know a heck of a lot of people. I don't know one person that fits that demographic.
Very few. Very few. It's the older folks who are thinking about downsizing. But, you know, Chrissy's mom and I have been thinking about downsizing now since 1992. 24 years, and it's a big decision to make. But that's the only demographic, I think, that would probably not benefit from making that buy right now. So how to go about it, folks? You need yourself a good realtor. My recommendation is always interview two or three. Pick the one that you feel most comfortable with. And again, if you're not sure how to go about finding a realtor, give us a call. Give us a text at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. I do have contacts all around the country. I will search for a good realtor for you, make a recommendation. Doesn't mean you have to use him or her, but I can cut through a lot of the chaff for you and make sure that the person you talk to is qualified. And trust me, there are a lot of unqualified people practicing real estate. Chrissy, we are almost at the end of our first Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment.
Yep.
Thanks a lot. I am unashamedly riding my daughter's coattails to hopeful real estate prominence. So, Chrissy, thanks a lot, and we will see you next week for this same segment.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Guys, hang out for a minute. We're going to take a break, pay a couple of bills. When we get back, more with the Kristen Agofian Show right after this.
Cheap is small and not too steep, but best of all, cheap is cheap. Circumstance has forced my hand to be a cup by the person in a low budget land. Times are hard, but we'll all survive. I just gotta learn to economize. I'm on a low budget. I'm on a low budget. I'm not cheap.
The tech shows on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, dedicating today's show to real estate. We just heard from the fabulous John Harriott, who will be joining us every week for our Dad and Daughter Talk real estate segment, talking about buying, selling, renting, flipping, anything that you want to do with real estate. And chances are, if you are a red-blooded American with any kind of a pulse going on right now, you have got some sort of interest in real estate. It's everywhere. We all think about it. It's the great American way, owning real estate. And if you're thinking about buying, selling, renting, flipping, you have never been in a better environment to do that. Get a hold of John, 484-574-4088. Get a hold of him. Show him your questions. Text him. Email him. Find him. He'll have the answers for you. We're here in the Philadelphia area, but he has got Keller Williams contacts coast to coast that can hook you up. So don't be shy about that. So getting back talking about real estate, and I'm laughing here because I got to tell you something. I have got mountains of real estate stuff sent to me, just home improvement projects, great things for different rooms, different techniques, different things to do in each and every room. Mountains of this stuff sent to us by listeners coast to coast. I can't thank you enough. And I'm laughing because I'm barely through the first three pages that was sent to me. So we are definitely going to hook this up again next week. So we talked before about a bathroom remodel, the kitchen remodel. We talked a little bit about flooring. I want to talk more about this because I feel like I didn't touch on this enough. When I redid the third floor bathroom, dinky little bathroom up on the third floor, it has the slope ceilings to, you know, to accommodate the roof line, tiny, teeny weeny floor to go with this dinky little bathroom. I cut and I put in and I inserted the carpeting on my own. I have no experience in this. If I can do this, anybody can do this. And it looks so much nicer. The floor in this bathroom was so horrible. And if I try to put in like those press and stick tiles that you've seen somewhere in some places. Now, I know some people who have put in this beautiful press and stick floor tiling that you would ordinarily wouldn't think would work in a constant moisture environment like a bathroom, and they've put it in. It looks like Grecian tile. It looks like beautiful marble. I cannot believe the effects you can get with the stuff these days. For some people, if you have a nice level floor in your bathroom, in, say, in a basement room, in a powder room, in a small, you know, whatever, if you want to redo a tiny kitchen with this kind of stuff or a larger kitchen with this kind of thing, knock yourself out. I have seen incredible effects. I have heard from people so impressively who have tackled these things for the first time ever. They put in these press and style, these, I don't know what you call them. You take the sticky backing off the back of it. You press it into place. You got to be careful with it. But with the tiniest touch of practice, they nailed it. They showed me before and after photos. Could not believe the jobs that they did on their first try. If you're feeling intimidated by this stuff, get onto YouTube, which is one of the most addictive websites known to mankind today, because you can learn how to do anything on there. And get in there and start thinking about some flooring. Now, in this one bathroom, I put in this beautiful carpeting. I would rate my efforts a solid C+. You can tell it wasn't a professional job, but we paid next to nothing for the carpet. It was on sale at a local carpet center, and I installed it myself around a toilet and a sink and a side door and a curved wall. And if I can do this, you can do this. So don't be shy about this stuff. And one of the things I heard about was people putting in these press and stick tiles into their bathrooms. They did this over a year ago where they have daily showers, steam, moisture, everything going on. They send photos, and these things still look fantastic. So open your mind to all these different various types of flooring as well. There could be, these things look like stone, terracotta, marble. You can put in some carpet. They have tiles that look like wood, parquet flooring and stuff too. There are unbelievable, incredible options to choose from. Don't be shy. Go into your home improvement store near you. Ask questions. Buy some samples. Lay it down in your floor. Get going on it. It's very empowering. I cannot begin to tell you this. And also, the flooring of your home, they're saying here in this article, again, pulling from 50andbeyond.com, the flooring of your home can help shape the look and feel you want. Maybe you start with the flooring and you work your way up, maybe get a couple of new pieces of furniture. By new, I mean new to you. Get onto Craigslist, find the places near you. If you find a piece of furniture that you want to know what else I'm looking for? I'm jumping around a little bit here, but it all falls under the umbrella of home improvement. I'm trying to find an additional small china cabinet for my dining room. I have been very blessed that my addiction to china has been well fed by my local Goodwill store, by a lot of online stuff. Craigslist has beautiful stuff too, and I need an additional china cabinet. Boo-hoo, poor me. Stinks to be me, right? No, not really. It's actually rather fun to be me at this moment. And so, but I need a new place to put some china in, right? I'm looking online at these regular furniture stores, and the prices of these china cabinets, I can't do it. I go onto Craigslist, and within 90 seconds, I am finding china cabinets that fit the space and the height and the depth that I'm looking for. They're antiques. They're beautiful. Some of them need some work. Some of them don't. And they are about 80 to 90% off what I would pay for retail. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Go after these projects that make your house look more beautiful, more you. Maybe you're updating stuff, but don't break the bank doing it. All right, that's what I'm talking about. So we talked about flooring, kitchen, bathroom. We got a couple minutes before the break. Painting, heck yeah. Painting, it says here, relatively small investment that dramatically changes the look of a room. Amen to that. And you know what's great about today's paint? It is so forgiving. Oh my God, I have done these painting projects where in years past or generations past, you had to have this incredibly steady hand to get this perfect smooth layer over everything. And, oh, you had to prep the wall like this first. Oh, you had to do the primer first and this one first. Uh-uh. These days, guys, no matter what the original color of your walls, you could have a deep plum magenta before wall, okay? And maybe you want to do it in a lighter color, maybe a cream color or gold, whatever. I am watching these impressive paint videos on YouTube, where you go to the local home improvement center. They've got things playing all the time. They have got paints out there that not only are so magnificently dense, they're so, the pigment is so strong in them, they also have primer in them. So you don't even have to prime the walls first, even if the walls have got damage to them, maybe the minor cracks, the stuff fills in them right away. It's a paint and primer and cover all in one, where you used to have to do three or four layers, you know, between a primer and then something to cover the cracks, and then primer, and then you put two coats of paint. This is the type of paint out there where for a fraction of what you might have spent before, now you've actually got yourself a paint primer and it fills in the cracks all for you, you know, all for the same amount of time on one coat. It's brilliant. It also helps you be a little less fearful, like myself. So get out there and get it done and send me your pictures, your before and afters. All right, guys, I literally have gone through about 1% of our info and I'm dying to do more home improvement stuff. We'll be hitting on that next week, as well as another episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. The time has flown, gang. Have a fabulous week. And until next time, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small, but not too steep. The best of all, cheap is cheap. Circumstance has forced my hand to be a compromised person in a low budget land. Times are hard, but we'll all survive. I just got.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.